It was a record Black Friday, and retail expects the same for today, Cyber Monday. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 2nd day of December. Grateful that you're with us again today. Amazon and Auschwitz. It's a real story. Is America's shale oil boom over? OPEC thinks so. How many hours do you need to work to live comfortably in America? We've got that answer. The market's headed down today, and we'll share why. Oh, and a new report is out about jobs and pay. There are more jobs now, but they all pay less. But you're not surprised, right? Also, Laura Kennard joins me to talk it up about business events in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and it is the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for coming by. Well, online sales for Thanksgiving and Black Friday hit a record of $11.6 billion in sales. Shoppers already had nearly a month of sales promotions as retailers look to draw out a holiday season that on paper is 6 days shorter this year due to a late Thanksgiving. But estimates from Adobe Analytics yesterday predicted the opening weekend of U.S. retailers' crucial holiday season would set a record of almost, get this, $30 billion in sales, with today, Cyber Monday, traditionally the U.S.'s biggest online shopping day, that today alone, sales are expected to reach $9.4 billion. Amazon and other traditional retailers like Target and Walmart have beefed up delivery services to fulfill online orders faster as more customers shop on their mobile phones and tablets at home. Digital sales this year are also likely to get a big boost from orders through social media platforms like YouTube, WeChat, Instagram, and Facebook. Happy clicking to you. Well, here's a Cyber Monday story you're not going to believe. Today, Amazon took some items off their platform. And when I share with you what they were, you'll not be surprised that they took them off. The products were decorated with familiar images of the former Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland, including Christmas decorations. They were removed after a complaint from the organization that preserves the site as a memorial. The Auschwitz Museum drew attention to the products on Twitter yesterday, calling them disturbing and disrespectful, and asked Amazon to remove them, and that did happen today. The products, well, they included ceramic ornaments, computer mouse pads, and bottle tops decorated with images of Auschwitz made by a company that produces a wide range of souvenirs like fridge magnets and mugs featuring images of tourist destinations. Between 1940 and 1945, about 1.5 million people, mainly Jews, were killed by the Nazis at the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp in German-occupied Poland. Well, today, Bloomberg is reporting on an interesting story about oil. For years, OPEC ignored the rise of the U.S. shale industry and came to regret its mistake. Now the group is making another bold gamble on America's oil revolution, that the golden age of shale oil in the United States is, in a word, over. According to people familiar with the story, when the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meets this week, ministers will discuss whether to extend their current output target rather than reduce it. The reason? Well, they believe relentless U.S. oil production growth will slow rapidly next year. And OPEC isn't alone. Across the industry, oil traders and executives believe U.S. production will grow less in 2020 than this year and at a significantly slower rate than in 2018. But Saudi Arabia and its allies should be wary of discounting competition from the U.S. shale and other non-OPEC suppliers. Total U.S. oil production reached an all-time high of almost 17.5 million barrels a day in September. That was up by 1.3 million barrels a day from a year earlier. That expansion is likely to continue at least into the beginning of 2020 before slowing down, so if you're watching oil, stay tuned. There's a new study out there that shares the number of hours a person needs to work each week in order to live what they say is comfortably. HowMuch.net used median wages from the Bureau of Labor Statistics as well as annual consumer expenditure figures and then added 20% to each state's average to represent comfortable living. And the numbers are pretty shocking. Hawaii is the toughest place to earn a comfortable living at $96,100 in income on a, get this, 91-hour work week. 13 hours a day on the job doesn't leave a whole lot of time to enjoy paradise, one would think. Washington, D.C. is in the second spot at $78,000 and 44 hours a week, followed by California at $66,700 and 63 hours needed to work per week. On the flip side, the South is where it's the easiest, led by Mississippi at $40,000 and 53 hours a week. Oklahoma is next at $41,000 a year. And to make that, all you have to do is work 48 hours. But, and you knew there would be one, there is not a single state in the country where an average worker can enjoy a comfortable living on 40 hours or less a week. Now, we're based in Iowa, where the study says a person needs to work 48 hours a week to earn approximately $44,000 a year. To see your state, just Google howmuch.net and scroll down to the comfort page. Well, for the first trading day of December, the markets fell, and mightily. The reason? Trade and disappointing manufacturing numbers. The Dow lost 267 points. The S&P 500 pulled back by over 0.8% in its biggest one-day loss since October 8th, while the NASDAQ closed 1.1% lower. The major averages started off the session with slight gains before turning lower. Shares of Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet all dropped by at least 1%. Netflix closed down by a 1.5%, and Roku, which has been one of the hottest stocks of 2019, plummeted by more than 15% today. So what's going on? Well, manufacturing activity in the U.S. continued to contract last month. The Institute for Supply Management said the manufacturing PMI dipped to 48.1 in November. That's below an estimate of 49.4. Stocks hit their session lows after the data was released. Sentiment was also dented after President Trump said China still wants to make a deal on trade and added, quote, but we'll see what happens, end quote. Chinese state media reported yesterday that Beijing wants a cancellation of tariffs for a phase one trade deal. Both sides need to reach a deal before December 15th. If not, additional U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods could take effect, and you, we'll see that impact just in time for Christmas. How about another story about jobs and pay? You know, the United States is on a record job-creating streak. So why do many, many Americans feel they just can't get ahead? Well, a group of researchers from Cornell and the University of Missouri, Kansas, concludes it's because more jobs pay way less. To calculate their new metric, the Job Quality Index, they split up the jobs created every month into those that pay above average and those that pay below average. In November, the index was just over 80, meaning there are 80 high-paying jobs for every 100 low-paying jobs. Want some reflection on this? Back in 1990, there were 94 high-paying jobs for every 100 that paid below average. In other words, we're going, according to this report, backwards, which should not be a surprise to anybody. Stay with us, because coming up next, we've got Laura Kennard on a host of information about business events in the greater Des Moines metro this week and into next.